It's now time for today's postgame coaches show, brought to you by Ashton Lloyd of the Griffin Agency and Nationwide Insurance. Ashton Lloyd, in 1992, Davidson graduate, can manage all of your home, auto, commercial, and life insurance needs. Call Ashton at 704-696-2424. And coach, we don't appreciate the result. You look back to the first half and the end where North Carolina seemed to grab some momentum on a 12-2 run heading into halftime. What changed there? What were they able to get going?
You know, you look at the numbers, and the one that really jumps out at me is we were 10 of 11 from the line. But we didn't get there a lot. And, you know, we took 9 foul shots in the first half and only took 2 in the second half. And our guys, I thought, did a pretty darn good job of getting shots and executing our offense. We didn't make the shots, but I thought we were very premature in not making them defend more than we should have made them defend. And had we made them defend like we did in those first 8 to 12 minutes, we would have gotten to the foul line, and maybe we would have limited their transition points. But so many of their points came in transition off of, I thought, quick shots. And you know, that's the nature of playing in an arena like this against a storied program like that with the talented athletes that they have. They could speed you up, and I thought we got sped up.
Now, coach, if you look at the overall rebounds, plus 16 for Carolina, but a lot of that was due to the amount of shots that were missed for the Wildcats. I look at the offensive rebounding, and they only had one more offensive rebound than you guys did.
Well, we missed 47 shots, so and we're not a great offensive rebounding team, although we had 8 today. 39 of their rebounds came on missed shots, and they did a great job of getting them. They did a great job of limiting us to the one shot, but we just did not knock shots down. But again, it goes back to making them defend, and that requires tremendous discipline. And they were very aggressive, and I thought we handled it pretty well. We had a positive assist turnover ratio, but I think we just got to do a better job of making them defend us.
Coach, what do you think about the contributions of Malcolm Winter and Bates Jones today coming in? And, you know, basically, except for that 12-0 run, you played them pretty even in the second half.
You know, I thought that Malcolm came off and gave us very good minutes. I thought that Bates gave us very good minutes. I thought that Nathan gave us very good minutes. I thought David gave us very good minutes. And I thought the limited time Duca was out there, he helped us out. So I think our bench was good. And this is certainly going to pay dividends for us as we move into Atlantic 10 play.
Coach, what was your message to the guys in the locker room? And then how will that transition to what you guys focus on for the next week?
Well, we got to look in the mirror and say, we're better than this. We can do better than this. And we've got to focus on 3 elements. I think the first thing is decisions. I think the second thing is details. And then the third thing is having the discipline to make the right decisions and having the discipline to do the details. And if we take care of those 3 things, I think we'll be fine. And we certainly fought like crazy for 40 minutes. So the fight was there. That's not a question. The fight was there. And we're thrilled about that. Now, if we could add those 3 things to that fight and the talent we have, I think we could be pretty good.
Coach, how does the mindset change for you and the team? How does the regimen change for you and the team as you head into A-10 play next week?
There's a sense of familiarity that you have with A-10 programs, A-10 teams. Standings are kept. So not just your record, but you see where you are and you follow your opponents. And it's a complete turnaround, but a good turnaround, I think.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you stopping by as always. Get ready for Duquesne next week. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jared. Thanks, Perk.